Hi, I'm Rick Cosnett, and I am the next guest on On Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Episode 663. That's where we are right here at On Screen and Beyond. I'm your host, Brian Zemrak, and this is the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, we are heading out to The Flash, the TV show. Rick Cosnett is going to be joining us. He was on that show, and he has a new movie out called Shoulder Dance, and it's out on digital platforms right now. So if you get a chance, check out Shoulder Dance and listen to On Screen and Beyond. In a few minutes, Rick Cosnett's going to be joining us to talk a little bit about that and a little bit about his career. So we're going to be joining Rick in a few minutes. Hope you'll stick around for that. And we've got just so much information coming, a lot of things coming now that the strike is over and everything and things are moving. It looks like we're going to start getting some new shows and movies and everything else coming our way. So that's a great thing. And the actors are happy, it seems, with the, what they've ended up with for, from the studios and everything. So that's great. Everybody hopefully is happy and we can get moving along. Well, what have I been doing? I have been, I flew into LA. Well, that's what I did. Was there for a week or so, a little over a week, and had a chance to go to a couple events. I went to one event, and then I didn't go to another event that I was going to go to. But wish I had, but I just didn't have time. I went to the Deadlines Sound and Screen and Film. And that was an interesting thing. They had the composers and writers from the movies, and they were performing with a 60-piece orchestra in front of us and showing the clips of the films in front of us that they were from. And Mark Ronson is there. He, of course, Uptown Funk, and he also co-wrote Shallow, which Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sang, of course. Everybody knows that from The Star is Born. And Joseph Shirley, he is a composer, and he did season 3 of the Mandalorian on Disney Plus, a great show. And Diane Warren was there. They talked with her a little bit. She's written, just so many hit songs that we've listened to over time here. It's just so much. She's written for Roberta Flack and Barbara Streisand, Tina Turner, Elton John, Celine Dion's Because I Love You, Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And of course, she won a Grammy Award, and just so many things that these people have done. It was very interesting to hear them talk. They had a Q&A with them, and there was others that were there too with a lot of great stuff. And so it was very interesting and a great show, and I enjoyed that. When I was going to go to the Silver Spur Awards, which three weeks ago, whatever it was, we had Kathy Garber here, and she was receiving the award, and I was going to go to that. But I just didn't end up doing it. But it was interesting because I was going to go to the show, and then, like I say, something came up, and I wasn't able to get there. But went to a dog park, okay, to walk a dog. And while I was there, Burton Gilliam was there. He was walking out talking to somebody. I didn't notice it was him right off. And he was getting a Silver Spur Award that night too. But as I was walking by, he was talking with a lady, and she congratulated him. She says, "Oh, good luck on your award tonight." And I didn't know who it was at first. And as I'm walking by, and he says, "Oh, thank you." He's telling the woman. And she says, "It's such an honor to meet you," and all this. And then it's like, okay, wait, this has got to be somebody here. And I look, and it's Burton. He was from Blazing Saddles. Then I looked at him and said, "Oh my goodness, it is him." I didn't get to talk to him because he seemed to be in a hurry to get the dog into the car and they could take off and everything with his wife and everything. So I didn't talk to him, but it's just odd that I was thinking of going to that event and then I couldn't, but then I happened to see him. I mean, it's what's the odds of bumping into him at a dog park? So anyways, it was a lot of fun, had a good time while I was there, and also the, like I said, the Deadline event was excellent. It was very good. So we have got, like you say, a lot of things coming our way here at On Screen and Beyond. If you have a suggestion for a guest, please send it to me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com, and I will see what I can do about getting that person on. If you have a connection with somebody, send it to me. I'd love to try to get somebody on here that you specifically are suggesting, and I'm always working on that, trying to get people on. And with the holiday season coming up, you still have time to get yourself some On Screen and Beyond merchandise, whether it be a hat or a mug or a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever. Go to onscreenandbeyond.com, and you can turn around and go right there and click, and you can get all that stuff that you want. Make nice stocking stuffers. You know, they're not, we tried to keep things lower priced. Now, with them, the people that we were working with on this, you can get that from their site also, but they charge a lot more, okay? So, you can do that if you want, but, just if you go to onscreenandbeyond.com, I've kept the amount that, that it is as low as possible. So you can get a little cheaper there. So, but either way you want to do it, you can get it. So anyways, go to onscreenandbeyond.com, go to the button that says On Screen and Beyond merchandise, and you can see all sorts of great stuff. So a lot of fun, and I've got some things here myself, my mug and everything else, and a hat, t-shirts, and all that. So be sure to check it out. Well, what do you say? Let's get right into it. It is time for remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remakes, sequels, and prequels. Universal is rebooting The People Under the Stairs. Now, that's a 1991 horror film from Wes Craven, and they're working on redoing it. Creed 4 is in the works, according to Creed 3 producer Erwin Winkler. And Frozen 4 has been confirmed by Disney's CEO, and he says it is in the works. And interestingly, Pedro Pascal is in talks to play Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, in the Marvel Studio film Fantastic Four. Now, it's just odd because we recently had Alex Hyde-White here, who also played Reed Richards, so interesting thing that it comes up our way this fast. And Coyote versus Acme, which we've talked about before, live action animated film. It was shelved. It was axed. They just, they made it and they just didn't release it. Now it's being shopped around for streaming, so it still may have some life. That's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, Imaginary, a new horror film from Blumhouse, arrives on March 8th in theaters as a young girl deals with imaginary friends. And I have a feeling they're not friendly. And on March 22nd, you can look for Mark Wahlberg in Arthur the King. Now, this is based on a true story of a pro adventure racer and a dog. And January 12th, Kaley Cuoco will star in Prime Video's comedy spy thriller called Role Play. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, movies and TV on DVD and streaming.
Hi, this is Dean Butler, and I'm on Screen and Beyond.
Movies and TV on DVD and streaming. December 5th, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny races onto 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD. Columbia Classics has come up with an interesting thing. They are coming up with five beloved films on 4K Ultra HD in a limited edition set. Now, they're all together. They have a 80-page hardbound book in this, and it's called the Columbia Classics 4K Ultra HD Collection Volume 4. Now, it includes His Girl Friday, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Kramer vs. Kramer, Starman, Sleepless in Seattle, and Punch Drunk Love. Now, that comes our way on February 13th. And there's Something in the Barn. It's a holiday horror comedy. It hits digital on December 5th. Steve Urkel returns in Urkel Saves Santa, the movie. It's an animated film coming to digital platforms on November 21st. And that's it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time. TV and entertainment time, December 21st, CBS will have a special honoring Dick Van Dyke. It's called Dick Van Dyke, 98 Years of Magic. And it's his birthday of the week before. And he'll be 98. And Jimmy Kimmel will once again host the Oscars. And the cast of Dukes of Hazzard recently said the talk of a Dukes reboot, anything is possible. So we'll see. They may not be in the General Lee. They may be on wheelchairs. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. And sadly, Suzanne Shepherd of The Sopranos and Goodfellas has died at the age of 89. That's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we're sitting down with Rick Cosnett of The Flash. His new movie is Shoulder Dance. It's out right now. Rick Cosnett right here on Screen and Beyond. Joining us today on Screen and Beyond is an actor we have seen on The Vampire Diaries, Quantico, and of course, The Flash. His latest film is available on digital platforms right now, and it's called Shoulder Dance. It's Rick Cosnett. Rick, welcome to Screen and Beyond.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, Rick, you know, it's funny when you're acting, I don't hear your accent as much.
Oh, that's great. I mean, look, I've had to be American mostly, you know, in Vampire Diaries, Flash, Quantico, you know, a lot of other films. And this was the first movie I've got to use my natural accent, which is a crazy kind of mix. It does sound quite English, according to some people, but it's, you know, it's a mixture of sort of Zimbabwean, Australian, and I guess a bit of American, and then it's just kind of affected. I feel like, yeah. I don't really know what my authentic accent is, but I got to just kind of speak, which was really, I think, very helpful for me. I think my performance is better for it, and kind of, yeah, it was kind of a fascinating experience.
Yeah, really. Can you tell us a little bit about Shoulder Dance? It's your new film.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about it. I am really proud of this film. It's it just ended up being so good. I mean, the script, first of all, was incredible. You know, Matt Dallas was already attached, and then Taylor Frey, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Samuel Larson. It just is such a wonderful cast. My character is crazy. I kind of based him loosely on Jason Momoa, who I absolutely love, just because I feel like he's so confident in himself, in his body, you know, just like very physical, you know, but obviously there's differences. But so basically it's about these two friends who haven't seen each other since they were 16, when my character moved overseas from the US, and they are reunited in the Hamptons over one weekend. And my girlfriend Lily and I come in and we kind of felt like the villains in Annie in a way. Like, we just come in to basically mess things up, like in such a dangerous, it feels so dangerous in the film. And I won't give anything away, but let's just say that, you know, sometimes you need that freedom, that wildness to kind of realize things about yourself, and they end up realizing things about their relationship. Things get very intertwined, intertangled, and it ends up being a surprisingly emotional ending as well. I've watched this now at a few festivals and here in Australia with my friends the other day when it just came, because it's coming out, you know, this weekend. And next week, and you know, I always end up just having tears streaming down my face at the end of it.
How is it when you go to a festival and you watch this and you're seeing the reaction from the crowd? Do you enjoy that, or do you sort of hide in the corner?
I actually love it. Like, I love it. Yeah, it was horrifying, you know, seeing yourself on screen. The first time I watched it, you're sort of watching through, you know, like this. And I usually, like, when I watch like The Flash or something, you know, I'm usually like, okay, I've seen it once, you know, I don't want to get too overcritical, otherwise I start getting self-conscious, you know. But with this film, for some reason, I can watch it like over and over. I'm just really happy with like every part of it, and my performance. So and then seeing other people watching it, is incredible. You know, they all laugh at all these different points that you don't, you know what I mean, expect, or, and you realize that, oh yeah, that is a great moment. That is a great moment, you know, and you can just hear them like the whole time, just with you, you know, and that's pretty cool. Cause I've always been in the back. So it's quite profound seeing all these, like, the back of people's heads watching this. Yeah, I don't know. It was a trip. It's just such a great movie, you know, and one of the cast turned to me while we were watching, and he's like, we're in a movie. Like, this is just a great movie that we're in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's super fun. Yeah.
How'd you get involved with this?
Well, they offered it to me, which was just so wonderful, because I absolutely hate auditioning. It's the worst thing ever. You know, so it was just really nice. They came correct to me, and Matt Dallas was already attached, and he's just such a wonderful actor. He's a really good actor. So that was in place. And then I read the script thinking, oh, I might not be that good, you know, and it's halfway through, I was just like, this is insane. So good. So real. And just very rare to have a script like that.
Yeah. How long a shoot was it?
It was, it was 3 weeks, I think. But we had to take a 10-day break because two people got COVID.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's something we got to live with, I guess.
It is. Yeah. It added an extra layer to it, and we got to have a little break in between, but horrible for the people who actually got COVID, but yes.
Where'd you film it?
We actually filmed it in California, even though it's actually the Hamptons.
Yeah.
They did a lot of work on there, and it really does look like the Hamptons.
Hmm. Yeah. So have you ever worked with any of the people who are in the film? You know, some of them, none of them, whatever?
Yeah, no, I hadn't worked with anyone before. That's usually the first person people ask, because, the chemistry was so instant. So we were really lucky in that way. And at first I did a lot of substitution, you know, of people in my life I could really relate, because I left actually Zimbabwe when I was 16. So, you know, a lot of parallels. And but then after a while, you're just sort of using what's in front of you and going for it, you know. So we all became very, very close, and we still are, which is so nice.
Yeah. Is acting what you always wanted to do?
It is, actually, yeah. My parents used to do like Gilbert and Sullivan's and variety shows in Zimbabwe, just at our community theater. We had a great theater there, the Campbell Theater. And when I was 3, I was watching them rehearse, and I knew all the words. I was wide awake. My sister would fall asleep. And I was just mesmerized by the lights, the drums, the drum beat in particular, ever since then. And then when I found out it was a job that you could do, I was probably about 10. And then I wanted to be an actor. Yeah.
So did you do it in school? You know, did you do plays?
I did
it
in school and stuff. And then when I got to Australia, when I was 16, I ended up getting an agent doing theater outside of school, like Toowoomba Rep and stuff. And then I knew what drama schools I wanted to apply to. And then I went to drama school right after high school. Yeah. Yeah.
So did you ever think that you'd be on TV in US or in movies or anything like that? Or did you think you were going to be on stage?
Of it. I would be on the farm, you know, after a TV show, and just like, you know, and just wildly dream that I would be in a TV series or something, for sure. Yeah, but, you know, training, you know, you have to train. You can't just, well, some people do, but, you know, training is easier on stage and cheaper. And when you're being taught, you know, you do. So I was very much more comfortable in the theater for a long time. And then, you know, I had to sort of master the art of auditioning for TV and film, which is a completely different art form in a way. And then once I got the hang of that, I was very comfortable, because I had done a lot of theater. When I started on The Vampire Diaries, I felt very confident that I could, you know, deliver. You know, it took me a while to get comfortable auditioning for film and TV. I just found that a bit of a barrier.
Yeah.
For number of years after I graduated. Yeah.
Joe Mantegna on Screen and Beyond.
For shoulder dance, totally different than stage, I would presume. You know, you're not getting that feedback immediately. Did you find that difficult, or is it, you know, doesn't matter? Or
No, I feel like it's the same process for me. in that, you know, the moments between action and cut are just like the moments on stage. It's just, I find it easier on stage because you go through the journey in real time, you know. So everything pieces together really well. And I'm very comfortable, as I said, on stage because you have furniture, you have, whereas, I find it quite tiring actually, on set because you're doing the same scene like 12 times and sometimes you do a great performance and then, you know, it's like, okay, the lighting wasn't right. You can't use any of that. Do it again. Like, again? Sure, I'll do that exact emotional journey again, but you're like in the middle of the film and you haven't had the run up to it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's quite challenging, but turns out I can do it. So, but it's just like quite exhausting. Yeah.
Well, Rick, I know we're getting down to time here, so I want to finish up with one final question. But I do want to let everybody know Shoulder Dance is out on digital platforms, right? And
yes,
any
it is.
Certain one, or is there just in general?
So Shoulder Dance is out on Amazon Prime. It's out on Apple TV, Google Play, Vimeo. You can also get it on DVD if you still have a DVD player. But yeah, so it's available on all those platforms. Yep. I'm streaming now.
All right. Well, yeah. Want to finish up with the final question. When you have time off, I know you're busy, but when you do, what are your favorite TV shows to watch now and in the past? And what's your favorite movies now and of the past?
Yeah. Succession, has been one of my favorite things. Transparent was also one of my favorite TV shows. I also loved White Lotus. My favorite movie of all time is Muriel's Wedding. Also love Gosford Park, The Color Purple, And what was I going to say? What was your last question? I can't remember.
Just movies, your favorite movies and TV shows, basically.
Yeah. I would say that probably covers it. I mean, I'm just so passionate about movies and TV, but, there's just some really good quality stuff out there. And those ones I mentioned are definitely in my top.
Yeah. I'm on the last season of Succession, so don't tell me anything.
The masterpiece. I won't say a word.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing this, and people should go out and see Shoulder Dance.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. They definitely should.
And a big shout out going out to Rick Cosnett for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. And of course, we've seen him in The Flash, a lot of, you know, different shows too, Quantico and also The Vampire Diaries. And now you can check him out on Shoulder Dance. It's out on digital platforms right now. So be sure to check that out. And it's the holiday season and we've got a lot of things coming your way from On Screen and Beyond. I am going to take next week off, okay? Next week is going to be a vacation, not a vacation, but I call it a vacation, whatever you want. You know, it's the holidays. I'm going to take it off. And unless something comes up and I get a last-minute possibility of an interview. So we'll see. But nothing is planned right now. So we will come back in December. We're going to have a music person joining us for December. And it's going to be taking us back in time with some great hits. So be sure to get ready for that if everything works out right. I know every time I say something like that, then it doesn't work out. And then I have to say, okay, well, we get somebody else here. So it's happened in the past. But everything looks like it's going to work out. So hopefully that'll come your way. Anyways, if you have a suggestion, send it to me at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. And love hearing from you. And we just want to keep things going here. Tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond. Really helps us out. If you get a chance, whether you're on Spotify or Apple or wherever, if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be great. And it helps us out, helps people find out about On Screen and Beyond. We've been here for, 17 years now? And it's, just so many great guests that we have had here at On Screen and Beyond. And I'm sure that friends of yours or whatever would love to hear some of these people talk about their career. Sadly, some of these people have passed, so you're not going to hear any other interviews with these people, but you can check them out here at On Screen and Beyond in our rerun section. So we're trying to keep everything up for everybody so they can learn about these amazing people that we've had. So I hope you'll check those out. And that's about it. That's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemrak. Take care.